Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
637, this is KDK Radio 1020, the station that started it all 100 years ago. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning, I'm Kevin Battle. And you know, Larry, we're working on getting the former Vice President, Joe Biden, and we're working on getting the President, Donald Trump, to join us at some point. We've been trying for a while, but we're hoping that they both join us on Monday for our 100th anniversary. But my goodness, somebody's got an inside line to one of them.
Yeah, no less than four times. John Delano, KDK TV's political analyst, has been able to interview Joe Biden one-on-one. Exclusive interviews, and John Delano joins us on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. John, kudos to you.
Well, thank you, guys. Good morning to you both. You know, I'm just the warm-up act for their appearance on your show. I just do everything I can to get them ready and prepped and, you know, all excited about going on KDK Radio.
Well, I think it's safe to say that in many ways they've tried to keep down Joe Biden's appearances. He hasn't done nearly the campaign stops that the president has, not even close, didn't do interviews for a long while. But you did manage to talk to him, and what is the latest as we're a week away from Election Day?
Well, I questioned him about that. I asked him about his schedule. You know, are you going a little light here in the last week? And, of course, he insists that he's not. And the truth is he's going to a number of states, you know, beginning, well, with Pennsylvania yesterday. He's got states like Georgia, Florida, Wisconsin, Iowa this week. He's got a, you know, he's got a decent schedule. But as he said to me very clearly, I am not a COVID spreader. I'm not going to organize events where people are in close contact and so many of them are wearing masks, are not wearing masks, and spreading you know, the virus. So he's consistent with the way he's run his campaign from day one. And hey, you know, he could well be successful doing that, so I'm not going to knock it. But I certainly asked the question about the kind of campaign schedule, because yesterday, of course, President Trump had not just one but three stops in Pennsylvania. And there's no doubt that the president realizes that he must win Pennsylvania to win the presidency. I think Biden feels the same way, which is why Pennsylvania has been the number one state for Joe Biden to visit and campaign in. So we're loved, guys. We're loved.
Yes. It's good to know that we're loved. You know, yesterday's Joe Biden appearance, you said that the president had three rallies. Joe Biden, that one wasn't even on the schedule. He popped up in Chester County, I believe.
Right.
That was a pretty quick appearance. So real clear politics average of polls has Biden leading by 4.8 points. The recent insider advantage has President Trump up by two. It's a close race. It's within the margin of error, is it not?
It is. And I've done stories on this, Kevin, because the fact is, if it's in the low single digits, it might as well be a tie. I mean, these polls, and again, polls are just, they're really snapshots of a given time. They are not, and I'll repeat this again, they are not a prediction of what is happening on November 3rd. When all the votes, or maybe a couple days later in Pennsylvania, when all the votes are counted. And so I think it's important to recognize that as long as these poll results, the polling shows, you know, 5 points or less, it could be either way. You just don't know.
We're with KDK TV's John Delano. The number one issue that I see that the Republicans are attacking Biden on is the fracking question, because we are so dependent on energy here. Were you able to address that with Joe Biden?
Oh, of course. I try to ask all those kinds of questions. And the fracking question, I think he may be a little tired of it, because every time I've interviewed him, I've asked him about it. And every time he says the same thing, I am not going to ban fracking. You know, he can lie to you, meaning the president. He can lie to you about my record and lie to you about what I'm saying. But I'm telling you, I am not going to ban fracking. And when it comes to the so-called transition from oil statement that he made during the debate, the vice president said to me that he was really talking about the subsidies that he says range from $25 to $40 billion that Congress gives to big oil, and he doesn't see any reason for that. Big oil makes plenty of money. They don't need subsidies from the taxpayers, and that's what he's going to end. But the fracking issue, I think it gets to him how the Trump campaign consistently says he's going to ban fracking when he keeps saying he's not going to ban fracking. And frankly, then he goes off on a little riff about how many jobs there are really in the clean energy industry. And there are jobs that are produced by wind and solar and all the rest. So he talks about that a bit as well.
Did he mention anything about the latest stories with his son's business dealings, Hunter Biden?
No, he avoids that topic completely. And of course, the problem is that for a journalist, it's very difficult, because you don't have verified information that you can present to him to question him about. And so you just get into the speculative stuff. And my general routine, frankly, with President Trump when I interviewed him and with Vice President Biden, has always been the same, which is I stick to issues that are of Western Pennsylvania consequence, of Pennsylvania focus, and I don't try to get into the Beltway stuff.
Gotcha.
You know, I did ask him about the lawsuits. You know, Pennsylvania is ground zero for these lawsuits over voting. And we have the Trump campaign and a number of Republican members of Congress and the Republican legislators and Republican officials suing over the voting process in Pennsylvania. And those cases could make it now to a 6-3 Republican-controlled U.S. Supreme Court. And so I asked the former vice president, are you worried that the Supreme Court might interfere with the election in some way, perhaps overturn the vote or stop the vote or do something? And he said, I really hope it doesn't get to that. And the solution, of course, is for every single person to vote so that we get a judgment that reflects the national will. But I think Pennsylvania is going to play a big role in all of this, both the vote count and perhaps subsequent lawsuits in the days to follow.
Many people may wonder, John, why is Pennsylvania the key in this election?
Well, because we have a tendency to go with the winners, number one. Only two Republicans have won the White House since 1860. Abraham Lincoln carried Pennsylvania. Only two Republicans have won the White House without us. And the last Democrat to win the White House without us is back before any of us were born in 1948. Harry S. Truman did not win Pennsylvania, but he did win re-election as president. You have to go back that far for a Democrat. So, I mean, we are a state that is a bellwether in so many ways, because we're so big, so diverse, and frankly, we're a great state. We got a lot. Why shouldn't we be the deciders?
We're the keystone state, for crying out loud.
We're the keystone state. You got it, man.
Aptly named.
Go to KDKA.com. You can see John Delano and check out his reports. Always appreciate your time and expertise, and kudos on bagging the big ones, John.
Yeah, well, we keep trying. Hey, great to be with you guys.
You too.
Thank
John
you,
Delano on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.